This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com, and I'm here at the Ag Connect Expo in Orlando, Florida. And I am with John Bunker with Case IH. John, how are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you very much.
Well, I am standing here in your booth around some absolutely amazing equipment. Actually, in particular, we're standing right in front of a combine.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the equipment that you're featuring here at the show?
What we did is we brought some of the equipment here that we wanted to show, showing some of the new technology that we have that are bringing some real value to customers and helping them in a sustainability of their farm and the farm operations that they're in.
So I know a lot of people here at the show have been concerned also about profitability. So how do some of these new technologies that you're featuring here help these farmers with profitability?
A lot of farming is based upon efficiency. We got to get more efficient operations. If we have fewer farmers farming more acres, we deal a lot with efficiency. If you look at our combines, we're getting bigger and bigger combines, bigger heads, wider operations, so we can do more operations with less manpower and get the process done faster, so cut and get more of the grain in the bin so it's safe. As well as, we also got a lot of new technology here showing efficiency that we have as far as getting power to the ground. I particularly work on the tractor side. We're focusing strongly on our CVT technology, where we're really doing a better job of finding a sweet spot of efficiency with the energy and getting that energy to the ground as far as power to the ground where we want it.
Now, you mentioned sustainability as well. I mean, how important, you know, in your perspective here at the show, has this merge between sustainability and profitability been?
It's got to go together because, you know, we know we have to have, you know, farmers are really the truest green people on earth, right? Because they're living on the farm. They're right there where they got to be. They're living it. They're living it every day, and they got to earn it. They're living from it from a long term. So they have to stay and keep this the whole operation economical, but they understand that the environment's the right place because they're growing things in the environment. So if you look at what we've got here, we've got a lot of technology that we're trying to help them with that efficiency. We're looking at some biomass collections here. So we're gaining some more of a profit off the ground by getting another commodity, you know, maybe some of the stover or some of the cobs, and finding a use for it that, you know, to the ethanol industry. So we can get more revenue off that farm per acre, so we can keep the income coming while we're still maintaining the productivity of that land.
Now, that's interesting. You talk about some of the biomass technologies. Yes. That's been a pretty hot topic. How soon to market do you think some of those technologies are, or you actually have some that are ready to go?
We have some prototypes that are fairly close to ready to go. The question is, it's more of the energy side, is where, what's the most efficient way of producing an ethanol product out of a cellulosic type product. So they're working through that, and that technology is, you know, gaining speed, and there's a lot of research going on in that area. As far as collecting and collecting the right type of product and bringing it to the marketplace, I think we can handle that pretty quickly if we can figure out exactly what makes sense at the production level of producing ethanol.
Great. Now, how quickly is all this equipment available? I mean, we're seeing it here at the show. If I'm a grower, you know, getting ready here in North America in particular to start planting, let's say maybe March, April, can they get these? Can they have this equipment on their farm in time?
Well, our industry has really gone to a lot of pre-selling, so we really try to focus on getting the farmers to plan in advance and give us some notice. So right now we are out, you know, for a lot of our products out till May, June in our production lines, although we still have some production slots or some inventory that dealers have put in that isn't already pre-sold. So a strong chance we could still supply the market, but right now in our short term, probably through our dealer inventory. But you know, we do have some production slots available yet, at least right after the planting season.
Now, we are at an international show.
Yes.
So from an international standpoint, how available is your equipment all around the world?
Well, again, when we get farther away from our production plants here in North America, we have to rely a little bit more on the dealers putting in some inventory and carrying some inventory, because we do have that extra cycle time as far as shipping products across the ocean and what that takes. So, but that market's already established. We have, you know, people that are already in that place, so it's nothing new this year. That's just a normal business for us to make sure that we have the pipeline full and have the product at each end where customers are looking for it.
So this is the first time we've seen Ag Connect.
Yes.
How has the show been for you so far?
We've had just a tremendous response here with you. We have a very good display here, and we have a constant flow of great people here giving guest speaking, you know, talking a lot about the markets. Markets are a hot topic this week, and there are a lot of farmers interested, so we're interested in that. So we're getting a steady flow of people in, and they're staying and listening, and they're seeing our technology that we're offering. We're fine.
And then for those who couldn't make it to the show but are interested in all the technologies that we're seeing right now, where can they go?
We have it all available on caseih.com. So you can go to our website there or contact any of their local dealers and get some information from us.
Great. Well, thank you so much, John.
Okay, thank you very much.